Well, where did your cattle graze?
We had pastures. Uh-huh. All had pastures.
Now, a pasture, would that be where? Down by the creek, or?
Well, that'd be anywhere. It's land that wasn't tillable.
Uh-huh.
Most of the land wasn't tillable. Lots of up on the flats, so it was good tillable land.
Mm-hmm.
But we kept so much grassland, it'd take about 3 acres to pasture a cow, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they call, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Keep so much land to pasture land.
Mm-hmm.
And then we kept a meadow. Now, a meadow's where your grassland you kept for hay, didn't let the pasture tall.
Oh. Uh-huh.
That's a meadow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, put up prairie hay.
Mm-hmm.
See, we'd have a horse baler way back there, and before 1900, why we had the balers, you bale with horses, you know, horsepower
mm-hmm.
balers, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we bale lots of hay and stack of that. We stack hay out there and covered with loose hay, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Get slough hay covered. Mm-hmm. Kind of make a roof on it, you know.
Now you mentioned slough hay. What's that?
That's tall hay that grows down the low swamp, low land.
Uh-huh.
It grows up high, a stem. It takes good for to feed as the other hay is, you know.
Mm-hmm.
A slough, you know what a slough is, don't you?
Standing water?
No, it's a place where it's a low place where the water runs down through.
Oh.
Where the water drains off. We call them sloughs them days. I never heard that lately.
Uh-huh. Let's see.
Kind of like a little valley right down through, like that little low place out through there, you know, down through the MTs there. We call it a slough, you know.
Oh. That's a slough. How about a place in the field where the dirt is washed out and there's a...
Well, we call them gullies.
Those are gullies.
They're gullies, yeah.
And,
I'll tell you what, when we was plowing sod here, my father was born in Indiana, you know. A lot of land had blowed away and washed away, you know, and they had to use fertilizer. And them times, that's 70 years ago, you know, 75 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me, he said, Charles said that we'll never have to fertilize here or we'll always have good soil. It'll never wash and blow away like dead back there. Well, if you'd been here today, we wouldn't have taken care of that land. We'd had good farms today where there ain't no farms, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
We never dreamed of washing and get away from it like it has now, you see.
Well, it's unbelievable the way it has.
Why, yeah.
But you suppose that's from these small farms that the homesteaders put in and they'd overgraze them, or?
Well, they didn't overgraze them. They just plowed up land that ought to be plowed up and they washed. Now, you go over here east, and it used to be a house on every corner. Well, now you go 5 miles and we'll see a house.
Mm-hmm.
And just think now, years ago, the people up in their family on every one of them quarters, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they can never reclaim that, I don't believe. Because there's nothing left to reclaim.
Yeah. It takes something pretty strong to do it.
Now, see, when I was a young man, we raised wheat up there. Well, we had 12 bushels acre. That was really a pretty good crop.
Mm.
Well, now they got to fertilize and taking care of that land, now they can weigh it up for you, you know. Easy sometimes.
Hmm.
Raise 3 times much wheat on the ground as they used to. I'm not getting you off the line, am I?
Oh, no, I'm enjoying this. You used to get 12, now you get 40.
Huh?
You used to get
12. Yeah, we called 12 bushels a good crop, but if we got 20, we had an extra good crop.
That was a big year, huh?
Yeah. We had a neighbor over there, had 4 boys, and each one had a team. And they plowed with walking plows. They'd farm a lot of land, but they'd make about 8-10 acres a day with the four teams, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all the old man done is sharpen the plows, and them boys sharpen the plows so they'd have a new lay every day, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And now they farmed a whole quarter section. More than that was them 8 horses. Each boy mm-hmm. had his own team, you know.
Well, that's a lot of work. That's really production.
Just think now, go out here and try to farm a section of land with a plow, with a 12-inch plow, you know.
Yeah. There are not many men now, I imagine, who'd know how to do it. Did you fence your pastures?
Yeah, oh, yes. Oh, your pastures always had to be fenced, yes.